You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
In congregation, welcome back to another installment of Scam Goddess. It is I, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and this is the podcast that celebrates fraud and all those who practice and preach it. Amen. Guys, you know I'm very excited, elated, ecstatic. We lit. Happy to be here. We have two amazing guests for you today. They're hosts of the Trailblazing Podcast, Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. Their new Our Comedy Special, Our Special Day, is on their YouTube channel right now. Get on the U's and the tubes and click on that right after this. They've just announced a new TV series, come on, Television for Fox, based on their podcast. We love queens, some creative queens. Congregation, please welcome Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Lacey. What an intro. That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah, I was like, you get the best intro award for sure.
Thank you. We like to give the girls their flowers while they're living, okay? Not on the tombstone, you know?
I appreciate that.
Like, I'm trying to have a funeral while I'm alive, you know? And I can just sit in the back like, I was great. You know, damn, she crying a lot. Like, I want to pass out tissues at my own funeral. I just want everybody to just be so sad.
That's the only way to live.
Right? I think we all deserve to do that. We all fake our death a little bit, do a little Queen Elizabeth, and, you know, watch from the back.
Yeah. See how much we were loved.
Yes, I need to know. So I love to ask in the beginning of the podcast, and either of you can go first. What's your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? It could literally be anything. I just like to see where you are on the scam gamut.
I mean, if you're going to scam one of us, it's definitely going to be me.
Okay,
I fall for that shit. I fall for that shit. I have a lot of empathy, some naivete, some gullibility. When I first moved to New York City, it happened many times where like a guy would come up to me and tell me about like his wife needs surgery. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so sad. We can't afford it. Oh my God. And then he would walk with me to an ATM and I was like, where are we going? He's like, can you give us money? And I'm like, oh yeah. And I did I've fallen for a lot of shit.
Listen, Christina, I'm hearing a bit of shame when you say this. Don't be ashamed of this. I've been scammed many times. I have also been scammed by mine was a woman on the street in college who said that her mother was in the hospital, her baby was at daycare, and her car had run out of gas. So it was a whole situation. And she also walked me to an ATM. And listen, I think that you did the right thing. There's no way for us to know. How sociopathic would it be if you gave somebody money on the street who said that they were in need, and then you came back like 3 days later, okay, like, let me see the receipt. You got that. You got that Cedar Sinai bill. Like, how your wife doing? She get the surgery or no?
Right,
like,
right,
it would be
right,
crazy.
Right.
Like,
yeah, yeah. And I'm not. And then they just put you in a position where it's hard for me to say no. So when you tell me like you're going through a hardship, I'm like, I can't say no to that. Corinne's way better at it.
I love GoFundMe on foot,
works.
Though. I love me GoFundMe on foot. Like, he was like, I'm GoFundMe, but he's, like, doing the work. He's out here getting the steps in. I'm not mad at it. And I will say, Christina, you don't even know, like, maybe that worked out in your favor safety-wise, too, because I found out later that the lady who was doing the my baby at daycare, my mama in the hospital scam, if you didn't give her coins, honey, she was hitting people with bricks. Like, you know.
Oh, okay, my God. So I saved my own life, possibly.
Maybe.
I've also been scammed in that I've gotten breast exams when I shouldn't have.
Oh, okay, go on.
I think twice a doctor, like one time I was going to a doctor in the Upper East, like I was just moved to New York and I needed blood work for a job. I forget what the fuck job that I need blood work for. But anyway, I needed like a checkup, like a standard checkup. And the guy gave me a breast exam and I was like, I left the doctor's office and I was like, wait a second, was that supposed to happen? I didn't think, and I called up all my friends and they were all like, nope. And I'm like, oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just feel like your titties probably didn't have anything to do with employment.
They didn't.
They didn't ask about your titties at the job house. Now, but okay, was the exam good? Did it feel like a real exam? Was he really checking for lumps and dimples and shit? Or
he was more like patting it, like cup, like he was cupping a ball, cupping but it was my tit. Yeah.
And I was like, no.
It was happening, you had to hold your arm up, you know. And I was like, I don't know, this is supposed to happen. And there was not, he was a male doctor. There was no female in the room. Usually when a male doctor and it's a female patient, yeah, exactly, just to like a third party to be there. And there wasn't any. I was looking around, I was like, there's supposed to be like a nurse here, right? And I'm like, damn it.
Not damn it.
I never had an assistant in the room when there's a male doctor. I mean, my OBGYN is female, but I never heard that rule about having like a female. It's not like the airport.
Well, whenever there's a female or a male gynecologist, there's always has to be a nurse in the room.
I always thought it was just a gynecologist. Yeah, I always thought it was just most of my gynecologists have been male. I will say that. And I do prefer a male gynecologist just because I've had women gynecologists. And it just feels like because if they're cisgendered women, they got a vagina. They're like, I got this shit. They putting the duck lips in all cold and just like, crack, 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 crack. Like, they even get all rough with your pussy because like, I got one. It's fine. I know this is fine. But I feel like all of the male gynecologists I've had have been like, is this fine? Do you need more of this cold jelly lube, Miss Lady? Like, it just feels like they're like a little afraid of the coochie still.
Right.
But I'll say, regardless of gender, anytime I've pulled out any genitals, there's always been two people in the room. So.
Me too.
I was like, not necessarily. I mean, I can't, I guess the nurse is just like there to like take the garbage and stuff a lot of the time. But I didn't know that was like a hard and fast rule.
Yeah, like a third party. Yeah.
Yeah, for life. But yeah, this man, he almost had me when he said put the arm up, because the arm is a little bit a part of it, you know. But then the cup, I feel but like he's supposed to be pinching or something. I don't
Grab it or I don't know. And I was looking around, I'm like, this is weird. I don't know about this. And then I got scammed into getting felt up.
Yeah, that's the ultimate scam of being a woman, is at some point somebody probably will do something inappropriate to you. And but I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully the man's wife got his surgery. Corinne, have you had an experience with scams? Do you like them? Do you hate them? Are you a mark? Are you a scammer?
Well, I was listening to the examples of scams and I was just like, oh, I thought you meant a scam was like how to get like a free burger at Burger King. I didn't know it was like how to avoid getting robbed on the street or sexually assaulted.
That's
not how I would categorize a scam. I was going to come on and like tell you how to get to like a front section at Madison Square Garden when you only pay for like a back ticket. Like those are my versions of scams.
This is
like
also on the right track. Rated. How do you do that? I am intrigued.
No. I was thinking of it. I don't know that I've ever, I mean, listen, we've all been scammed. We live in America. We're human. Mm-hmm. We've all been scammed, but I can't think of one that actually like screwed me over long-term yet.
That's not a requirement.
With like, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to get scammed in being a comedian. When you start out, there's a lot of people who like say like to perform 5-10 minutes, you have to bring 10 or 20 people to the show. I mean, I think bringer shows in general are a scam.
Huge scam.
But it's like a very transparent scam.
It is. But that's a scam that, and scams don't have to be something super huge. They can be the smallest little things, any way you can get over. Bringer scams are definitely, when I was living in New York City, like, shout out to all my friends from college, my relatives who were in the tri-state, who I would trick into coming to see me do 5 minutes of stand-up just so, they make you pay, they make them pay at the door, then they got a drink minimum.
Food drink minimum, yep. To see a bunch of newbies do 5. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. To see me, the person you already know, do some jokes.
Talk, yeah. I feel like Corinne is really good at, like, getting things, like she said. Like, she can sneak into a front row or, like, sneak into a party or something. Like, scamming people, that doesn't involve taking their money, but involves, like, you know, getting something more than what you paid for.
No, that's still a scam. I still want to harken back to the Madison Square Garden. Like, how did the girls get to the front?
Well, I mean, I think this is something I learned on another podcast. It wasn't my idea, but someone just like brought it up in a segment that is not appropriate to say on here because it's from a crazy ass network. But I think in the olden days, you could buy a ticket to the front standing room only of a venue like a Madison Square Garden or probably works on any of them. And then you just switch it out between your friends because you can scan in using the same barcode as many times as possible. So I guess in the age of like digital phones and stuff, you could just, as long as you have the barcode, you basically go with a group of five, you know, or more, and everyone is using the same standing room barcode and the other people get nosebleed seats, but then everyone can end up in standing room, you know, especially because there's no seat that you have to end up in. It's just right. standing in this open space. So that was the scam. I don't know if that still works or not, but sounds good to me.
I think that would still work because the thing about that is you're not using the barcode to get into the venue. You buy the cheapest seats up in the nosebleeds and then everybody exactly. uses the one VIP ticket, which they know it's already been scanned because you had to get in there. So that's cute. Right. And then we just keep passing it back. Somebody go to the bathroom or hand it outside of the section. I like this. Okay.
Yeah, the only thing is you need to know the structure because obviously they change different stadiums depending if it's like a sports game or if it's a concert. But Madison Square Garden and similar sites show you the layout of the arena that you're going to ahead of time. So you know where the stage is going to be. You know if there's a general admission area. So it only works with places with general admission spaces. But yeah, seemingly I don't see how they could really work around that.
So you just have to do it basically like Ocean's 11 style. You get on Ticketmaster and you print out the venue and y'all are all strategizing in the nosebleeds.
Exactly.
I love this. I mean, guys, give it a try, especially during these pandemic times. These concerts are probably hella unorganized. So, you know, this is probably really the time to just get up on stage so you can just get Beyonce sweat right on your face.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm always in the front row for her.
Right. I haven't been in the front row yet. I've been to two Beyonce concerts. I want to do the VIP experience.
The Beehive
next time.
One. Oh, and the last tour, the Onward the Run 2 tour, where they had like Jay-Z and Beyonce had the stage was so fucking cool. And they had this object that went over the front row section. Like, yeah. So you could see the back of them and the front of them without moving. It was awesome.
It was. I was there, but I was like on the side, like up in the audience area. And I was like, but they weren't my tickets. So I'm like, next time I'm going to get so close that I have to work Beyonce's fan. Like, I want to be behind the fan, moving it, you know, making sure we keeping our queen dry. So dry and cool. But yeah, no, that's great. I think much of life is a scam. So from big to small, if you could get over just a little bit, I'm into it. Let's get to our first segment here. What's hot and fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the street. And more often than not these days, we get a letter from you guys. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. Guys, I'm going to say it one more time because I love y'all. I'm going to put your letter is going to end up on Stitcher Premium. Okay? Because a lot of these are too long. I love y'all, but we got to start truncating, okay? Because it's a little too long. I love y'all, though. I love y'all. Thank you for sending in the letters, okay? So we have a letter here, and Christina, Corinne, either of you, like, I just need a fake name. Gender doesn't matter. We don't care about that for this person.
Madeline.
Madeline. Oh, that reminds me of the books, Madeline.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for cute.
Yeah, of course.
So Madeline says, so I've got a scam for you. It happened 20 years ago. Okay, a moment in time.
Letting the time fly.
So that's 2002. When I heard 20 years ago, my brain said 1980. But no, that's 2002.
Oops.
That's why I paused because I was about to be like, okay, shoulder pads. Okay, way too much blush. But no, this is 2002. This is jout fits Frizzy and bangs. Belts where your stomach is for some reason.
Low-rise jeans.
Oh, yes. Low-rise jeans where just the pants just stop at your clitoris. That's where they end.
They look up your pubes.
Right. Just pubes hanging out on top. Why? Why? Why did we let people do that to us?
That's a good question.
I think Gen Z was trying to bring it back and we said, no. Those pants
don't
are
like
never
that
coming
one.
Back. Okay? If anything, bring the waist higher. Make the top of the pants a bra.
Yes.
I want the pants to get hit my neck.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So 20 years ago, I was a college student on study abroad in Italy. First, study abroad is a scam, and I loved it. It is. It's low-key is a scam. Please let me go on study abroad now. I'd appreciate it so much more than when I was a baby college student. That's true. When I was in London, I think I appreciated it. I think I did things, but I could have did more. Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. Did you guys study abroad?
No. But I went to London when I was in eighth grade, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I was amazed by it. I should have studied abroad.
I mean, studying abroad really just gave me a sense of how trash America was. I remember going to the grocery store, and they just had the eggs out. They weren't refrigerated or bleached. I said, what is this brown egg just sitting out in the air and whatnot? And they were like, this is how eggs supposed to look. I cracked the yolk. It was like orangey. I said, why y'all dying this?
Because the chickens are healthier. Yeah.
We were taught about processed dyed foods. Honestly, green eggs and ham, propaganda. That's when we started learning about our foods being dyed and the FDA fucking us up in America. We was like, green eggs. Why not? Makes sense.
Yeah. When I travel to London as an adult, because I've been there a couple times, it's wild to know like certain food is illegal there. Like it's banned because it's got ingredients that are poisonous. And you're like, damn, like, that says something.
It also fucks me up that like Fireball, I guess, has some antifreeze components when it's sold in America. But then when it's sold everywhere else, they just take that ingredient out. And I'm like, well, why can't y'all just take it out for everybody? I don't know. Y'all like, no, we'll keep it in America.
Wow. That makes sense. Yeah.
So she says, I'm studying abroad. I was a baby college student, said I'd been in Italy about a month and could fake my way through carrying on a conversation in Italian and was going on a group trip down the coast for a few nights. We stayed at a typical European tourist hotel. Not fancy, but nicer than the hostels. Okay, I've stayed at one of those because I couldn't do the hostel situation. I don't know how you sleep. I get it if the finances are where they financing. But I would just be very nervous to sleep in a room on a cot with a bunch of strangers, like with all my belongings. Like, I gotta sleep on top of my belongings. Mm-mm.
Yeah, like hugging your suitcase. Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels... I feel like there was probably a time and a place in life where it was safer, but now it's just too scary out here. But... Yeah. I see it. So it says this one hotel in Postano was lovely with beach access and a big patio. Girl, what this got to do with the scam? Okay. So she said she was at a nice spot. I'm skipping ahead a little bit, Madeline. I appreciate you painting a picture, but girl, we got things to do. So she says she's at this cute spot in Postano and there's this man and he's like playing the piano and it's so beautiful. And Madeline says she started paying attention and looking at what he was playing and then more importantly, watching his hands on the keyboard. He wasn't actually playing the music. He had pre-programmed tunes and would hit play and then just dramatically mash his way around the keys with a beautiful sense of drama.
Wow. I've seen those types
I admire that kind of a scam.
I've seen those grand pianos in hotel lobbies that are playing and they never have a person behind them because they play by themselves. Wow. That's, how do you sleep at night?
I mean, I love it because I love a street performance. I had a girl that I knew doing comedy. She told me that she made her money in New York City, like playing her guitar in the subway. And she said the way to do it, like she would pay rent off of this. The way to do it is like, because I was always thinking like the girls don't ever have nothing in the little guitar case. Like it'll be like maybe a one, maybe it's a five. And she was like, oh, that's on purpose. So you never want to have too much money in the bowl because people will be like, oh, she got it today. Like I don't have to. Right. No money, she rich. That's and then smart. If you don't have enough, they like, oh, she asked, ain't nobody tipping, like I'm not giving her my money. But if you have like one $5 bill that says somebody thought you was popping, and then like a couple of one, she said, like that's the key, that's what you really want to keep in there.
That's
so when you start getting more, yeah, you take it out. When you get more, you take it out and you leave that. So it's like, she ain't got enough, she only got $8, so I should tip. But you know what I mean? So I get it. There's a lot of street performers. And I've seen street performers in New York performing on the train platform. And then I saw them like later on The Voice and shit. Like, so some
The street performers here are like top notch.
Yeah, there's a waiting list to get in the subway. And then, you know, they started making professional banners for them, which to me kind of took the fun out of it. Like if you have a professional banner given by the New York City, you know, Arts Commission or something, that kind of takes the fun out of me wanting to support you because now I know New York City is behind it. Like I want to believe that you are a struggling artist,
indie.
Even if you're not, even if I go to your Instagram and you have a million followers, which is very common here in New York City.
Yeah, I don't want to get get on the train and it's time for showtime and there's like a warm-up comic. Oh, right. I'll be like, hey, hey, y'all saw the Metro went up 25 cents. In a few minutes, I'll be bringing out Showtime. they're all named Showtime, no matter who they are. And they'll be pole dancing on the train. But yeah, I don't want it to be commercialized. New York State, that's whack. I don't want to see an official banner. I want to feel like the cops could come at any time and they got to just pick up their shit and run. Like,
exactly.
Spontaneous. Exactly.
Yeah. I can't, honestly, I don't want to see more than one amp. I'm like, if it's giving studio quality, I'm like, what's going on? Like,
yep. It's too professional.
It's too professional. So yeah, I'm with you on that, Corinne. That's a little too much for me. So he's obviously like playing around or whatever. So Madeline says, I went up to him when he was on break and I told him in Italian because my study abroad scam, you know, that's what she was studying was Italiano. She said the songs were beautiful, but his theatrics were even more impressive. That's what she told him. He sort of looked at me for a minute and then busted out laughing and confirmed that yes, he was just faking his way through. The hotel paid him to fake play for tourists and it was a great gig. More power to him.
Wow. So, and they probably paid him way less because it wasn't an actual musician.
He was a magician. Yeah.
He was a magician. He wasn't a musician.
Right. They get paid less.
So this is actually not an uncommon scam. If you see street musicians, take a look at what they're actually doing. We have a guy here in town who sets up with a violin in a store parking lot and pretends to play some truly schlocky violin tunes. But if you look carefully, he's not playing the violin. It's just music coming out of his speakers. He gets a good amount of money, though, and more than what he would get just panhandling. It's a good grift. Okay, I like it.
I'm going to start looking at musicians on the street way down. I never looked at the fingers. Like, I never, because I was like, of course they're playing. Why would they not? It's New York. Everyone has got a passion.
I don't want to knock their hustle. I'm kind of sad that I said that.
I honestly think they deserve the money. they deserve the money because they are, to me, like lying is so stressful and there's so many things that you have to remember and follow. And so to go through faking it for that long is a performance and a skill in and of itself. So I think they deserve the money just as much as a musician.
Yeah, it's that's like if you go to a concert and people are lip syncing, which the girls lip sync at the concerts all the time, or there's usually always a backing track. It's like you're still watching them bop around and walk around and, you know, they're giving you something. You're getting some entertainment. So I like this. Also, like, if you have a guitar and you never learned, or if you have something, a keyboard, y'all get out there with your speaker and start playing. Just play the music through the speakers and just mash away like Beethoven and see how much money you get. Like,
oh man, that's great.
It sounds like a way that we could all get involved. Like,
Right. Listen, there's a whole TV show dedicated to lip syncing. Like, I feel like faking a guitar is going to be on, you know, a network next week. So just get a head start.
Exactly. Like, I see nothing wrong with this, especially I think the violin is probably the best one to do because the piano and the guitar, like even the untrained eye, like I know where all the chords are. Like, I had to learn that, you know, and from choir and shit. So I could probably tell if you're not actually playing the song. But if you're on the violin, I ain't got no clue. You just move them fingers around and just, you know, give me a little neck action. Make sure that neck is really rubbering, you know? You know, you just got to do a little neck twerk. That's all it is, a little neck twerk and a little bow movement.
As someone who plays the violin, you can definitely fake playing the violin because, like, I would even fake it sometimes when in orchestra the music would get too difficult. For the performance, I would fake it because it's more important to look good in the performance than to sound good. Because I knew there was other people in the orchestra who knew how to play better. So I was like, I'm just going to look good. And everyone did. They commented after the show. They were like, Corinne looks really good up there. I'm like, yeah, I was faking it. That's why.
Corinne, I hope you were first chair.
That's a scam.
I hope you were first chair and you were like, they were just like,
I was second chair.
Okay, so that's still good.
Second chair is the best one. Less pressure.
Way less pressure. First chair got to play. Second chair is just back here doing vibes, doing the neck, giving a serious face, giving us face.
Coming back from the dead.
Giving us face and neck and a little bit of arm. Yes. Okay. All right. Y'all get out there and get y'all violins or get a viola. Get some shit that nobody's gonna know. Get a harp. You know what I mean? Just start rubbing. Nobody knows what the fuck going on with the harp, bitch. If you get out here and you sexy and you looking cute and you just rubbing your hands on the harp, I will believe it. There is a black sexy harpist who really plays the harp, but she's so fine and she has so many Instagram followers because she's fine as hell. She's
a babe.
Playing this harp. But I couldn't, she could literally be playing nothing. I'd just be like, look at her all fine, just rubbing on this huge harp. Like, yes, You better rub it.
That's so funny.
I feel like we could all get involved in this, guys. You know, if you need some extra coins, y'all get out there. Go rent an instrument and a speaker and get it popping.
Damn.
So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back with my favorite part of the show, historic hoodwinks.
Scams! Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty. Okay. You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! And we are back. And it's time for me to regale Corinne. And why was I about to say Kristen? That is so messed up of me. Okay, Christina. Wow. So I'm about to regale Corinne and Christina with a famous con caper group of criminals. Actually, today I'm doing this, and honestly, I don't like peer pressure. I don't like to be bullied by the congregation. But I am doing a recap episode because you guys, for those of you who are not OGs of the congregation, you do not know that we've already covered all of these scams, but there have been some developments, and so we're going to go back, we're going to talk about the developments, the where are they nows, the where are the girls, we're going to be talking about Anna Delvey, we're going to be talking about my queen, Lizzie Holmes, and Simone Levinson, the Tinder Swindler, which you guys can't get enough of, which guys, again, Miles Gray, I re-released the episode from the paywall. I think it was like our third episode. So it's out there. You can go back and get into that as well. So we're going to start with Anna. So obviously this has been in the zeitgeist. Shonda Rhimes created a television show about Anna Sorokin, who was Anna Delvey. If you don't know about Anna, she was a woman who moved to New York. Y'all are New York based. So, you know, I know you guys know the scene. And she came out there and she pretended to be a socialite. She did a lot of wire fraud and she, you know, cajoled the rich girlies into giving her coins for her social elite club that she was supposedly going to be making.
I didn't know her story.
Oh, you didn't know about Anna?
No, but I've seen it. I've seen that the thumbnail for that TV show everywhere. I'm like, oh, who is this woman?
Yes. So
yeah, inventing Anna. Yeah, I didn't know the whole story either. But it makes sense because I was like, socialites is a long way from the life that I lead. So
Oh, y'all weren't seeing her at the cigar club. Y'all were
nope. We don't even know what the cigar club is.
Y'all, I'll place her this with Anna.
I'll see her at Chipotle if she goes there.
I'll I'll see her at Chipotle if she goes there. Yes. So a little background. We have a picture. We'll get the picture up for y'all since that's lovely. I love that you guys don't know much about Anna. She's all in the zeitgeist. So now she's 31 and more widely known as Anna Delvey. So she was a Russian-born German con artist. So she's the one on the right. Mm. She's the one with the brown hair.
Oh, yeah. She got scammy eyes.
She really does. It looks like nothing's behind them.
Right, like Elizabeth Holmes, like dead in the eyes. Yeesh.
Yes, yeah. It's no soul back there. You know, like the brain is working, but the soul is like, we ain't here, girl.
Yeah, we left a while ago.
And that was actually one of my favorite things about Anna is during her sentencing, she spoke after she was sentenced, obviously not before. And she said, you know, I regret nothing. I am not a good person. And I was like, wow, I love that. Like,
yeah, she was really owning herself. Wow.
Like, too many bad people are pretending to be good people. If you bad, just say that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you'll still have friends. Some people love bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have more friends, and you'll definitely have more girlfriends if you're a guy, so.
Right. Yep. And let's not act like, especially in comedy, we know so many bad, nasty men who are out here getting a coin and a check and still on stage talking about cancellation buy. They're still making money. People love bad people. Just come out and say you bad.
You are correct.
Right, and then at least we can avoid you if we want to. If we want to hang out with your ass, we can. Mm-hmm. Right, I think that's just fair. So from 2013 to 2017, she lived among New York's wealthy elite pretending to be a German heiress. She was defrauding hotels, banks, and acquaintances. She was eventually caught and arrested in 2017 after a trip to Morocco gone wrong and several evictions. So, in short, she would go to these hotels and she, you know, she had the drip. She had the costume of a rich person. So, she's wearing the latest label. She's giving you the Gucci, Fendi's, the Prada's, a lot of, you know? And she would give out $100 bills as tips to the wait staff. Like, it was nothing. But the hotel would be like, okay, Anna, like, but what about the room, though? And she would be like, oh, wire transfer. Right. It's in the wire. Like, wire transfer will come to you. So do not talk to me about money. That's weird. You need money? Are you poor? Like, she would gaslight them and be like.
It's good to know that women can gaslight, too. Yeah, you always hear about men gaslighting. I'm like, yeah, good for you, girl. Trick
feminism. More women in gaslighting.
Yeah.
But also, that's just a tool.
Is her accent actually that thick in real life?
It's a little weird. I think that the actress who played her, which I know this girl's name, and it is fleeting me right now, because she also is in Ozark. What is that girl's name? Anyway, she played her, and people were like, this accent is weird. We don't know if it's it. And it actually, like, she said she studied the girl, and if you hear Anna Delvey talk, it is a weird European, we don't know where she's from in
it's
Europe
a mixture.
Kind of accent.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Julia Garner.
German and Russian, that's two separate. That's very different. So, yeah, I imagine if she's both
She said, I'm from all countries in Europe. Raven Simone is from all countries in Africa. Anna Delvey is from all countries in Europe. And I love the gaslighting of, like, you need to talk about money. Like, why do you need money so bad? And that's such an American thing. Like, especially, like, I know you guys know as people who probably freelance at some point, if you work in comedy or, you know, gotten paid for a gig or whatever, and even acting, one of the things, especially when I was coming up, is like, I would do something, then be like, the net is like 30 or the net is 45 or like, and net means like when they do their payroll, like when you'll get paid for the actual job. Sometimes you'd be waiting months after you did a job to get paid. And if you would hit them up, they'd be like, I mean, do you need money? Like, why are you hitting it? Like, are you broke?
Yeah, making you feel guilty.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, I do need money.
Right. Do you have money? Are you broke?
I did the job. Right. There, and you gaslight the gaslighter. Boom.
Right. And that's just the truth. But that's such a tool that people use in our country. So I love that she was using it back on the hotels. Like, why are you talking to me about money? Like, this is a hotel. You don't have money? I said it's in the wire. So she would tell the girls the wires were coming. The wires. She ain't ever been near a wire.
Oh, man.
So eventually she was caught and arrested in 2017. She was indicted on multiple counts of grand larceny and was found guilty of 8 charges in 2019. The once wealthy socialite of downtown New York was incarcerated at Rikers.
Ooh, they put that bitch at Rikers?
Damn. Rikers. That's, wow, that's just a rough place. prison.
Yeah. My friend used to work as a security guard at Rikers. And he was like, one year, that was all I could do. I'm like, ugh.
Security? You responsible for keeping people in Rikers? Oh, no.
Yep.
If so I was security,
more than just the water.
If I was security at Rikers, I would definitely get fired because the girls would be climbing over the fence. I'd be like, what you want me to do? That's a violent offender.
Yeah. My hands are tied.
Right. Do you know what they make weapons out of in here? Everything. I saw somebody stab somebody with bread. I said, how you get bread hard enough to stab? No. No. Well. Could have been me. I saw somebody choke someone with juice. No, it was literal juice. I don't know how they made it into a rope. Like, I don't know.
Oh, wait, damn. So did she get out? Is she, where the hell is she now?
So she was found guilty of the eight charges in 2019. I believe she is still in the prison. So the once wealthy socialite of downtown New York was incarcerated. And then she was given a sentence of 4 to 12 years in state prison and fined $24,000 in order to pay restitution for $199,000. She served two of those years and was given an early release. However, she was arrested 6 weeks later by ICE for unintentionally overstaying her visa. Now,
What? She got out at 2 years? They let her out?
I mean, she
That's
said...
That's not that much money, though. Like to ruin your whole life, I'm kind of not impressed by $199,000.
No, she stole... was more than that. She stole more than that. That's what she had to pay in restitution. Now, for me, she's doing hand-to-hand interpersonal scams. She's telling these people, I'm going to start this social club. Give me the coins for the social club. She had applied for loans at banks and faked collateral, saying that she had money coming from her father and faked all these bank statements and shit. So that's really where she got into the trouble. But for me, it's like, if somebody asked me for money, much like the guy on the street who said that his wife needed surgery, like, and I give the money and she don't need the surgery, I don't know if we need to send people to jail for that. But she was fucking with banks. So when the FDIC gets involved,
That's when the government's like, please don't screw over these poor banks. They can't handle, they can't take the loss. Yeah, yeah.
It's just Mr. Bank of America crying on the witness stand.
Yeah, so I wonder if she, like, changes her look. I guess, like, after you are known for a scammer, you just, like, cut your hair or dye your hair or get color contacts or something?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she's trying to change her look. Anna's into the fame. She's into the clout. She wants the girls to know that it would tell them it was me. You know? She's in jail, like, tell them it was me.
Wow.
And what's also interesting to me about this is, like, how is ICE going to pull up? First of all, ICE's ass. Fuck ICE. But this woman was in prison. How are you going to be like, well, you didn't file your paperwork to keep your visa current? She was in the jail.
Right, right. She had no, right. There was no paper. They wouldn't give her a pen. That's Rikers.
She was studying abroad at Rikers.
Right. Right. That island has no writing utensils. Right, they're like, also shanks.
So as of February 2022, Anna is still in custody at this time in an Immigration and Customs Enforcement jail cell in upstate New York, waiting to see if she'll get deported back to Germany. In exchange for the rights to her story, Netflix paid Anna $320,000 to produce the limited series Inventing Anna. Now, Anna, I think you got scammed because $320,000?
That's not a lot.
That's not enough. Says Netflix gonna get the bag and they running their prices up. I think you guys
right. Yeah, their monthly price just went up, actually. Well, she probably didn't have representation to, like, she probably didn't have an agent to be like, we need to ask for more. She's Anna, probably like, oh, yes.
You should use your one phone call a day to, like, hit up an entertainment
lawyer.
It's
funny that she's, like, in jail and then Netflix is, you know, just getting celebrated for making this documentary, or I mean this scripted series, when they're giving money to this person who was arrested for scamming other people.
No one ever.
People always are very selective about who they place blame on. So that's very funny to me.
Right. So she used the funds to pay back her victims in full, but apparently there was not enough for ICE. So in a letter published shortly before the release of the show, Anna details her recent experience, saying, I am here because Immigration and Customs Enforcement decided that my early merit release from prison means nothing to them, despite being perfectly self-sufficient when I left on my own devices. They're saying I am a present and continuous danger to the community. Now, I will say, Anna, you came over here on a visa. The biggest thing I think on visas in any country is don't do no crime in the country.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty fair. That's a fair ask.
Like, that's, like, just, like, number one. They're like, don't do no murders.
Right.
And you know, and also don't do no other crimes.
Right, because then you're not a welcomed guest. Yeah,
right. This is like if you're a guest at somebody's house and you steal all their silverware. It's like, yeah, girl, like they
they don't want you to come to their party.
Right. It's like, we invited you to the party, girl, and you stole my TV. Like, what? Yeah, we're upset.
So detached from reality. That's so funny. Holy shit, that's really funny. Damn.
So she also goes on to describe that she hasn't seen a doctor in years, despite having contracted COVID in January, as well as her frustrations with the bureaucracy affecting her detainment. The most recent twist from ICE is that, this is her again. The most recent twist from ICE is that I've been waiting since November for a decision to reissue a letter that never arrived here. So basically she ain't getting mail. She's trying to get the letters. And as Inventing Anna is released, it's still unknown whether Anna will be deported back to her home country. So when it was dropped on Netflix, she's sitting in detainment at ICE waiting to see if they're going to send her back to Germany.
Wow. So she didn't get to go to the premiere.
No, she did not get to walk the carpet.
That sucks.
Which is unfortunate. I feel ICE could have gave her a furlough to go to Hollywood and hit the carpet.
Yeah, just real quick and then come back.
Yeah, it seems like that would have been fair.
Right. They got a nice detention in LA for sure. Like, transfer over here real quick, take somebody with her. I'm sure somebody at ICE, you know, fucked up ass ICE, would love to go to a Hollywood premiere.
100%. Yeah.
You know, get some free cocktails and some crudité, bitch. Like, it could have been a moment. Yeah, I'm a little upset that it didn't happen. But yeah, Anna lives in infamy just because a lot of people are very obsessed with the fact that she tricked so many rich people. You know, she had a trainer, a guy who was pretending to be her trainer. Like, there were so many people who made her seem rich. And she got arrested after the Morocco situation because what happened was that she went to Morocco with her homegirl. And then she had got this resort and said she was paying for it. You know, bing, bang, boom. The resort is like, hey, girl, y'all haven't actually paid for the rooms and whatnot. And like, we need currency. And she was like, I have currency. It's coming in the wire. Just stand next to the telephone pole. It'll be here soon. And they were like, girl, we need some collateral. And so her homegirl was like, oh, well, I'll just put down my card from her job. She was like, I'll put down my company Amex as a hold. She was like, you're not gonna charge it, right? And they're like, yeah, we're not gonna charge it. And of course, Anna's like, yeah, they're not charged. Money comes soon, you see. And then, of course, by the time they end the trip, the car gets charged in full, like $80,000 for this trip.
$80,000, holy shit.
And then homegirl went back to her job and they said, hey, sis, we're looking at your car charges for the month. And how many times did you go to Panera with on work business? Because
it's 1,000,000 times.
$80,000 is a lot for work lunches, just so you know. So she got in trouble. And so that's when she reported the fraud and everything but also, like, I don't know if that's... Girl, you volunteered your card. It's not like she took it out of your purse.
Right, because the Tinder
swindler... Yeah, how do you say it's fraud when it's like, oh, I had to pay for a vacation I also went on? That's fraud. That seems like I didn't know I could use that as an excuse on vacation.
Right. I'm going to start calling Amex with some new shit.
Because they got the good coverage.
I'm like, I bought these Gucci loafers without looking at the tag. That's fraud. Because if I had known how much they were, I wouldn't myself. Have bought them.
They didn't put
a price tag on it. They just rang it up. She already had my card. So anyways, Amex, that wasn't me.
It was a sales associate.
Right. I didn't know you could do that. I feel like if you volunteer your card, you're a little liable.
Yeah.
Just a taste of liability. So let's move on to Lizzie Holmes. Lizzie Holmes, if you guys don't know, she's the queen behind Theranos.
I love Elizabeth Holmes. Yes. I'm obsessed with her.
Yes. And for you guys, if you don't know about Lizzie Holmes out there, my good sis, she was in the Silicon Valley. She was giving us a tech costume. She was giving us a accent. Lizzie would lower her voice so that she sounded more masculine. She wore the black turtleneck, Steve Jobs, cartoon character wardrobe.
Dead in the eyes.
Yeah, so she had the whole uniform, and her whole thing was the tiny thing. That's what I call it. So the tiny thing was this little thing that held blood that supposedly you could take a pinprick from someone's finger, put the blood in the tiniest thing, and
then
run it through the tiny thing 3000, which she called the Thomas Edison. And then it will tell you everything about your blood, your DNA, like what diseases you got, what you, you know, all of this from this one blood prick of the tiny thing. And here we have over here in the corner, we have photos of her holding up the tiny thing. Now, what I love about this is because it was borderline comedy. She was like, I'm gonna go to Silicon Valley. I'm gonna drop out of school. I'm gonna do everything that the tech dudes do. And then what's technology? Making things smaller. That's technology.
It is. She's right. She's, yeah, that's why it works probably. That, I, yeah, I, because if somebody
she
makes something
so
tiny,
many people, obviously she was onto something. This is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, damn.
And the great
but the
thing
dead
about-
in the eyes. The mm-hmm. dead in the eyes was so, like, that would have made me, that's the only thing that would have given her away, but she's so dead in the eyes and her voice is so fucking weird that I'm like, who, what are you doing? Like, she just feels like she's in a play all the time.
I feel like that made her relatable to men because, you know, there's so much intrinsic hate that men are taught through misogyny to just in general, right. hate women and anything right. associated with femininity. And so here you have this woman who's like an amorphous, you know, person, you know, like what's going on? She's dead behind the eyes. There's no, none of that typical
she's
female
one of us.
Warmth. Yeah. Yeah. She's got the deep voice. She keeps, you know, like, and she's, I love it. I love everything about it. And one of the great parts of this is, too, is like she had a lot of venture capitalists, people who, which basically means people with a lot of fucking money who are just trying to make more money. And what venture capitalists do is they take their cash, they spread it out through different investments. They know most of them will fail, but it's just like gambling in the casino. If one hits, it makes up for all the money mm-hmm. you sunk into some bullshit.
Right.
So they're giving her coins right. and then they're like, okay, Miss Lizzie, where is the tiny thing? Like, how does it work? We want a tour of the tiny thing studios, where, you know, your office space. And so they went on the tour. She made it so secretive. If you went, you had to have a bodyguard with you. You couldn't use the bathroom without the bodyguard. Like they were Whoa. Watching because basically her whole thing was, is like, I can't tell y'all how it works because then somebody's going to steal the tiny thing idea.
Fuck yeah. patents. I'm just going to do
it's
security
very,
guards.
Very smart.
It's genius because how do you argue against that? She was like, I would tell you how this is legitimate, but then you're going to steal it and my tiny idea will be gone.
Right, so, right. That's yeah. brilliant. Damn.
And people believed that she had a partnership with Walgreens, but they were like, we would like the tiny thing. Can you imagine getting your blood pricked at Walgreens for a scam?
For nothing. For nothing. Damn.
And it ended up being that Walgreens was having, they were doing regular testing of the blood, but pretending that they were using the Thomas Edison Tiny Thing 3000 because it wasn't working. But yeah, she had it all going. So the success was found on the girl boss genius, Lizzie Holmes. And it was heralded as a revolutionary idea thought up by a woman girl boss considered to be young Steve Jobs. Oh, is this a court look, Marina, that we have up right now?
That's the prettiest she's ever been.
Because, yeah, Lizzie decided to turn it for court. Ew, okay.
Yeah.
She was more bro-y when she was doing the tech stuff. But when it was time to go to jail, she was like, wait
a
minute.
She's a chameleon. She said,
let me go to dry bar real quick.
Yeah. That's the way you go to court. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
she got the Malibu
dry
bar.
I'm just a lady. I didn't know what I was doing. But when you want to sell people stuff and get a lot of money, you have to go, I know what I'm doing. I have the tiny thing with me.
Right. I'm a tiny thing masculine woman. But then at court she was like, I'm just a lady with a vagina brain. How would I know how to rob millions from investors? Yeah, I just have a blowout, y'all. What y'all talking about? So she was the world's youngest female self-made billionaire. And Theranos was one of Silicon Valley's like unicorn startups valued at $9 billion. So at the height of this, at the height of the tiny thing, they were like $9 billion.
Yeah.
And like that tells you about valuation because it's like just like the stock market, like it's all vibes. Like when Mr. Big, who was outed as a nasty man, because Peloton can't get a break. Shout out to anybody who work at advertisement at Peloton, because I know y'all stress smoking like 3 packs a day, just drinking whole vats of coffee, because every time y'all get on the fucking internet,
someone keeps dying on your bike. Said it's like their fault, not yours. Oh, man.
Every time y'all get on the damn internet, somebody done did something to Peloton. And just like that, the Sex and the City reboot, when Mr. Big died on the Peloton, the stock dropped 13% the next day.
Wow. So people do watch Sex and the City and invest. Okay.
I guess they were like, oh no, we got to sell that Peloton stock, okay? And then after that, they did the commercial with Mr. Big, and then people were like, Mr. Big's a nasty man and he's doing the salsa. Peloton was like, ah, hell. All right, we're back in the drawing room. Like, I'd hate to be in Peloton's boardroom. Like,
oh,
bitch.
Man, that does suck.
Y'all just sitting there hitting delete all day. Like, all right, well, get rid of that.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
They're not paying y'all enough. Whatever it is, it's not enough at Peloton. But so, you know, it's all valuation. All this shit is vibes. Because how are you valued at $9 million and essentially all you have is like an empty pill cap? $9 billion.
That's skillful stirrup of interest. Man, that is so much energy you have to put up to that ruse. That's a dedication.
So it all got, it came crashing down in 2015. The company came under investigation for its medical claims. The company was exposed to be incapable of creating the technology it said it was selling. Lizzie was exposed as a grand architect of fraud. I love architect of fraud. That's classy.
That's a nice way to say it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to think that I have been robbed by several architects of fraud.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you were less naive.
Right. They got a degree.
Right. They had drawings. They,
they
mapped
PhD
it out.
In fraud. Yeah.
Exactly. A PhD in chicanery. I love it. That makes me feel better about any time I've been scammed. An architect of fraud. She was ousted as CEO of the company, and the company was forced to completely shut down operations in 2018. That same year, a federal grand jury indicted Ms. Holmes and former Theranos chief operating officer and president Ramesh, known as Sunny Balwani, on 9 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. They both pleaded not guilty. So she's indicted along with Sunny Balwani, who at the time was her boo-thang. And one of the most embarrassing things during this case was when they were reading the text messages between him and her. And there was a text that literally, if I saw them start to read this shit, I would have got up and been like, I'm guilty. No, stenographer, stop typing. Like, it's over. Shut it down. Put the computer down. Put the typewriter up. Like, I would have just pushed the typewriter off the table. Like, no. Because she had sent him this text like, you are my moon and my stars and you are the light and like that guides me. Like, it was real dramatical and it was really long. And Sunny responded with, okay.
Oh, wow. And then she had a baby with somebody else.
Yeah. But I mean, you have to. You have to have a baby with somebody else.
Wow. I respect her, like, willingness to move on.
Yeah, no, it's like you gotta leave after that. It's Holy time to leave. Shit. But you know, so they were in it together and they must have both known that this was a scam, right?
Yeah.
So they both pleaded not guilty. So where is she now? Lizzie, we just saw her with her fresh blowout, which we will put on the Scam Goddess Instagram. She's wearing new threads. She's giving us Shania Twain, I Feel Like a Woman. And so while awaiting trial, Elizabeth married and had her first child with hotelier Billy Evans. So he's an heir to hotels and she could keep a rich man. Like,
wow, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Look at this man. She said, look, I got to pay these bills. So where is Lizzie hanging out? Lizzie, write the book. What's the Sierra prayer? Because I want to.
What?
I want to.
How does she get a quality dude? Like, wait, what the fuck?
That guy's never gotten. This guy's the kind of average looking. I think this is the one on the right is just a good photo of him. And also, if you're good at lying in business, you're good at lying across the board most times. So
but he doesn't
you
Google
can convince
bitches
people
before
that you're awesome.
They married that. Elizabeth Holmes married that guy?
Maybe he thinks she's famous. You know what's crazy, though? This is why I hate dating apps, because, Corinne, you made a good point. In one photo, which let's make sure we have this photo for the Instagram, he looks like very corny, regular. It's giving, you know,
like
khakis. Yeah. Right. It's giving I wear Dockers, you know? And then in the other one, he's giving like Zaddy with his beard. Like, is it the beard? I don't, you know?
Yeah, it looks like he's got
beard
a bark
that
collar
hat because that hat is like almost a uniform. And any man goes up 10% hotness when they're in any kind of a uniform. Mm-hmm. It could be firefighter. It could be UPS man. Like, any uniform makes a guy look better.
The UPS uniforms got hot.
It is the little shorts. Yeah. What can Brown
with
do
those
for
caps?
Me?
With the caps.
Yeah, I saw a hot UPS man just today. I was like, hell yeah, I would do
they're
it.
They're all hot too.
Whew. And their calves are always so good because you never see them because they always run away real fast when they ring the doorbell. And by the time you open the door, sometimes I run real quick, they already gone. Trail of smoke. It's
So those calves are giving. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, because he goes from looking like All-American Dan, you know, Dan yeah, who yeah. played baseball in high school. He wasn't, like, good, but he played. and then over to, like, this zaddy who looks like almost like he's, like, a European, giving us some Europe, wow. all countries yeah. in Europe. You know? Yeah, that's very deceiving. And then Elizabeth is looking a little homely back there.
As always, yeah.
But yeah, so she married this man. I just want to know where she hangs out. Where did you meet these hotel heirs, honey? I want to know.
So is she out of jail?
So in 2022, in January, Elizabeth was found guilty on 4 charges of defrauding investors. She was found not guilty on 3 additional charges concerning defrauding patients and 1 charge of conspiracy to defraud patients. So what's funny about this is that all the rich people got some justice, and then all the patients who didn't really have the coins who were also defrauded got nothing.
Oh, America, huh? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
The poor venture capitalists. What else will they do with their billions?
So glad they got reimbursed.
Just wiping their tears with $100 bills. Like, I can't believe it.
Damn.
So during the trial, several friends and supporters arrived wearing black turtlenecks and their hair tied back.
Supporters?
She had a girl gang. The tiny girls showed up. And they wore their black turtlenecks and they pulled their hair back and they showed up for their queen. Oh,
listen, there's always someone to support everyone, so
truly,
this would
there
be no
really
different.
There really is.
Yeah.
The Lizettes showed up, and they said, no, not today, okay?
Holy shit.
Women deserve to be able to defraud the tech industry like everybody else. Feminism.
Oh, that is a good point.
She has fans.
One performance artist even set up a shop outside the courthouse selling blonde wigs and black turtlenecks and blood energy drinks.
Oh my God. I would have bought every single one and then I would have been scammed.
What the fuck? That's great. Holy shit.
What a combo. He said, hey girls, I have synthetic wigs. I got black turtlenecks and we go all the way up to 2X.
$40. Okay, $40.
And holy blood God. Energy drinks, because that's what you need. You need an outfit. Those?
For fun.
Right. And you need some energy so you can be out here all day standing for Lizzie. Okay?
Oh, my God.
So Elizabeth faces up to 20 years in prison, as well as a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count. COVID complications and her pregnancy. Because remember.
She did that on purpose.
Lizzie was like, I'm going to get married, cook Smart. Up a baby real quick. Let me gestate on the justice system. Wow. Yes.
That's a lot of energy. Good for her. Damn.
And I love that. Because, she's a pregnant woman. Y'all are really going to put the pregnant woman in jail for what? A little, some paper lies? Some lies on paper? Come on, guys.
In whittle itty bottles? Yeah.
Yeah, just some tiny little, very, very tiny fraud? Come on, guys. So because of her pregnancy, the COVID complications, this all delayed the proceedings. But she's slated to be sentenced in September 2022 and remains free on $500,000 bond, which I'm sure her hotel daddy got the coins.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Oh, hey, she said bond. Okay, Barry, we got it. Like,
wow.
No, that's nothing. Wow. Say less. And she cooking up a baby? Oh, she did it right. I love this. Yeah. And she came to court with a blowout. No longer was she wearing her hair slicked back. And in the black turtleneck, she came with a blowout. And she went to Ann Taylor Loft.
Yeah, she
and
did.
And got a suit. Love this for her. Hulu's doing a limited series called The Dropout based on Elizabeth Holmes's life. Amanda Seyfried will be playing Elizabeth Holmes.
Okay, is she, Amanda. Oh, I wonder if she's getting paid for that.
I wonder too. Like, did she sell the life rights?
If Anna got paid, or
yeah. Because the thing is that you don't have to pay people to. I guess you can kind of just speculate on people's lives.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah, I don't either. For the life rights versus like if you do, because I know like Pamela and Tommy Lee are not involved in the Pam and Tommy show on Hulu.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's just like authorized versus unauthorized, I believe. That's how it works for books, at least. Like, I only know about this because like the Spice Girls and stuff, they made a lot of VHSs and books about them. And if it was authorized, they got paid. And when it would very clearly say unauthorized when they weren't getting paid, but it wasn't illegal to do it.
Oh, right.
Because they're public figures.
But it probably makes it more interesting or at least more legitimate to the outside public if the person it's based on is like, yeah, I said go up.
Yeah.
This is me, Lizzie. So that's where Elizabeth is at. You know, she's out here with her baby and her new rich man living the good life. Shout out to Lizzie. And last but not least, we're going to visit Simon Tremon. He changed his name from Shimon to Simon. Leviv. And you guys know him as the Tinder Swindler. Y'all hit me up about this all the time. I told you again, the episodes are, I pulled it from behind the paywall with Miles Gray. Very fun. We talk about some things that are not in the documentary, so it's fun. The Tinder Swindler had made headlines after a 2022 Netflix documentary of the same name was released. There was also a big article released under the same name, The Tinder Swindler, 2.5 years before that, because that's where we found out about our homie Simone Chamon. So he's been out here in the streets for a minute, but the girls really found out from the da-da. So, Shimon Hayut was known for engaging in deceptive courtship practices via the popular dating app Tinder. In 2017, Shimon changed his name to Simon Leviv and began calling himself the son of the Israeli-Russian diamond tycoon Lev Leviv. I love naming your kid Lev Leviv. Like, you were like, let's just keep it going.
Jewish McJewish. Here we go. Yeah. It's great.
Beautiful name. So yeah. On Tinder, he presented himself as a wealthy heir living a life of luxury, seeking beautiful, wealthy women to join his lifestyle. So I just don't know if billionaires are on Tinder.
Are they? No, like maybe millionaires. I don't know. In New York City, on Hinge.
I mean, I'm sure maybe like someone who wanted to pretend like, yeah. Like, oh, let me see what it's like to be a peasant for a day.
On Raya, like the best you're going to get is a DJ. So it's like, I can't imagine they're on Tinder.
Christina, thank you for saying it because I have a Raya. And I said, where are the girls that I was promised? Because all I'm seeing is Equinox trainers and consultants.
Uh-huh. I'm looking for celebrities.
Right. I ain't never seen Ben Affleck on
there. There are some celebrities on Raya, but like you never match with them. I know one.
Yeah, the only one I saw Trevor Noah and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that could have been a fake profile though, because all the photos were professional. And I'm like, fucking Raya, if you tricked me. But you know, he never wrote back.
Damn, but it was a match? Because don't you have to match to write?
No, I didn't match with him. I did not match with him. No, I would have like never forgotten that if I did. Holy shit.
But yeah, so, you know, I've just never seen like a billionaire. Millionaires maybe, like celebrities for sure. But like, yeah. I know, like, really, I actually know this, that there are people in the industry. I know certain people in the industry who their whole kind of flex and little hustle is like they know all the bad bitches in whatever area. Like there's a woman who knows all the bad bitches in Houston. There's a woman who knows all the bad bitches in New York. And like celebrities will have contact with these people and they'll be like, oh, we're having a party. Like, bring the bad bitches. And then they show up with the baddies. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they know how to find, they don't have to go to the bar. You know what I mean? Like Drake loves to go to a Hooters on Peach Street, but you know, most of the girls, they know how to find the girlies without apps. So that was already like flag number one. After several months of dating, he would then suddenly disappear, claim he's in grave danger and hiding, and then ask for thousands of dollars to save his life. On top of it, like with evidence, he would send photos of his bodyguard, Peter, bloodied in the back of an ambulance, claiming an attempt had been made on his life. So this Peter, his bodyguard.
I love his acting.
Yeah, right. He's like,
oh, this hurts so bad.
He's like mid-wince.
The
he's
one
like,
line
ow.
Of blood across his forehead.
And a little bit incredible. On the pillow. So, you know, he's been bleeding for a minute.
Sprinkle a little on the pillow. That's
right,
so
right,
funny.
Right.
I wonder if how much they pay this ambulance guy to take a quick pic.
Right. Or was this like a one time that he got injured and they just keep reusing this photo on all the girls that he's hitting on. They're like, look, we're in danger. Look at my bodyguard. He's saying, ow, while I took the photo. Like, why are you taking this photo while this man
that's
is?
Rude. That's rude.
He's like, hold still, Peter, you blurry. Hold on, I'm on portrait mode.
I gotta make sure. It's not enough light in here. You gotta hold still. Yeah,
we gotta see the blood. Can you hold Joe camera light up while I take a picture of Peter? Yeah. Okay. One on three. Say pain. One, two, three, pain. So then he sends this to the girls. This scheme eventually became the sort of Ponzi scheme, leading Simon to become wanted by Interpol in 7 different countries, because he would hit them up and be like, I need y'all to give me the money so I can pay these girls off. The girls naturally would send their cards and he would begin like racking up massive bills while pressuring them to send more money. So he was like, please, like, hit the Amex, take out a payday loan, like, they're after me. And it's like, I thought you had money. I thought you were like a part of the diamond king. Like, you know, family. Like, why do you need my coins? Can't you just get daddy to give you a rock and you could go pawn it? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. His enemies.
His enemies shut his cards off. What? Who are the enemies?
The amount of times that he has stated his enemy, that he's talked about his enemies, it's like, all right, that would, I would eventually not have fallen for that event after like the 20th time he said my enemies. I'm like, all right, this is something's fishy.
And what's the vague idea of enemies? Just general enemies? Like, who are these people? It's like being like, my haters cut off my cards. Who are these people? Why are they mad at you? Like,
right.
Give me a name. Oh, God. Terrence, my enemy. Like, who are the enemies? Yeah. Oh my God. It's just a little too vague. The three women featured in the documentary, Cecile, Fichoy, Pernilla, I'm just going to say their first names, Pernilla and Aline, collectively gave Simon over $500,000, money that was never seen again. $500,000 to a man.
Yeah.
A man.
But I appreciate, like, what, you know, his long game, it wasn't that long, but, like, if I'm going to be in a private, first of all, I mean, I would, luckily, when I was watching this, I'm like, all right, I would have known billionaires have matchmakers. So already you're full of shit. So that's that. Luckily, I wouldn't have fallen for that in my 30s. In my 20s, I would have. But if I'm already on the private jet, I mean, that's a big. And then he wined and dined him for like a month.
Yeah, that's how he would get them, because the Ponzi scheme of it all was he was taking the money that he had just gotten from the last chick that he ghosted, and he would use that money to flex on the next chick that he planned to rob. So, you know, the second day he's like, hop on the jet, baby, we going to Greece. And, you know, you're like, this man must be rich. I'm on a jet. You know, I'm on the my PJ is on a PJ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and he's such a schlub. The picture of him in Israel when he was living with his mom, who, like, hates him now, is so funny. Like, he was, like, chunky and just, like, a shitty beard and, like, not stylish glasses. Like, eyeglasses of, like, the mathematician wore in high school. Like, it's just...
He's also not sexy enough for this. Like, this man is not fine enough to get a single coin out of me. Like, we could park, and he'd be like, I need a quarter for the meter. And I'd be like, I ain't got it.
Nope.
And I start walking. My purse is like, jingling-a-ling-a-ling. Like, I ain't got no change. You're not getting it from me, sir. Not a dime. So where he is now, after the release of the Tinder Swindler documentary, Simon was permanently removed from the dating app. So Tinder said, my name is Bennett. We're not in it, and neither is Simon. He refused to be interviewed by any outlets. He disappeared for a certain time. However, he's recently given an exclusive interview to Inside Edition. During the interview, he maintained he was just a single guy that wanted to meet some girls on Tinder and get a lot of money from them. His quote ends at Tinder, but we know the rest. He's denied all allegations, including that he ever presented himself as a son of a diamond mogul. Simon claims he's funded his lifestyle through investing in Bitcoin in 2011 when its value was less than 10 cents. He's currently dating Israeli model Kate Knowlon. Wow, Kate.
Why, girl? She's so hot, too. I saw a picture. I'm like, this motherfucker's not in jail. And then not only that, he has like Ferraris and a model girlfriend. I'm like, oh my God, come on, girl.
Kate claims that she's never given Simon any coins and accused the three featured victims as faking a giant story. I don't know if I would fake this story because it's kind of embarrassing for them. Like,
Yeah. You got to admit you're not even
that's the
that
thing
one.
About being a straight guy. You can always find a woman who will side
believe
with
you.
Like every time. There's always someone who will side with
you.
You
just
got to
be like, no one's on my side.
Right. And then also like this woman gets to speak for all women. Like she's just one random woman. These three women have very similar stories and they gave him a lot of money. Though he's deleted his Instagram, Simon has also signed with a talent manager, Gina Rodriguez of Giottoni Inc., in hopes of pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Well, we know the man is good at lying, you know. He might be able to act.
What career? What does he want to do? Oh, my God. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Additionally, he's joined Cameo.
He'll be hosting a game show next year. Yeah.
Literally. He's on Cameo?
Yep. For $300, you can have a personalized video message. And for $1,400, you can have business ones from Shimon.
Brilliant motherfucker. Damn.
He is.
That's a great Cameo. That's a great birthday idea. Shit.
Right. You sent it to him. It's like, hey, baby, it's me, Simon, I love you. If you send me $3,000, we can be like, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would ask him, request that he say. Like, I would request, like, him, tell me about your enemies. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, wow. The enemies. We do so want to know about the enemies. Simon's ex-bodyguard, Peter, has filed a cease and desist against Netflix for their depiction of him as a knowing accomplice to Simon. It's like, maybe he wasn't knowing. He had to be a knowing accomplice. Come on now.
You knew.
So for
you
got to
have some idea.
Something. So for what he characterizes as an irreparable harm to his reputation and career, he's asking for 5 million euros, about $5.6 million. If you're a bodyguard, what you talking about? Nobody is checking a bodyguard's resume. If you show up large, they will let you guard the entrance to any club. Yeah.
Yep, just scare one person and you're in. Yeah.
If you show up big, they'll be like, you have the job. I don't think that they're checking references. They're not calling the last club you're at. Like, hey, 4040, was Peter bodyguarding good? Was
he? Oh, my God.
They don't care. Though Simon has never been charged with his crimes outside of Israel, Cecily, Pernilla, and Eileen are still paying off their debts and have started a GoFundMe. So now the girls are like, can y'all fund us so that we can run Amex back their coins? Oh, they've made it up to 164,000 euros as of today. That's
impressive. I feel like a picture of a hot girl will do.
Netflix should pay them. But, you know.
Right. I guess they had to appear for free for it to be like the docu-style. Because I think if you pay people in that style, then it's like not seen as legitimate.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because then you could be like coercing them to say certain things or whatever. So I think that's kind of one of the stipulations. And then when asked if he felt bad for what he did, Simon said, I feel bad for something. He said, I feel bad for something that I didn't do. No, I feel bad for whatever happened to myself.
R.I.P. Shimone.
Shimone, what happened to you?
Oh, man.
You stole a lot of money? I don't think anything happened to you, sir. You know what, Simon? He probably going to be on our movie theater screens very soon. The way America's set up, this man is going to have the best career out there.
Gosh,
well, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for the end of the show where I have to let Corinne and Christina go. Scammer of the week.
Robbery!
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, we're back, and it's time for the end of the show. Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight a charlatan who's worthy of our praise, or maybe not. We will see. Today, we're talking about Chinese student Zhou Yachi, who spent 21 days eating free food, staying at luxury hotels, and using VIP lounges and facilities, and wearing expensive clothes and jewelry without spending a dime as part of an art project for her school.
Oh, that's great. I love this chick.
That's a good art project. She said, so all she had to do was pretend to be wealthy, Beijing socialite. That's all she had to do. So to pull it off, Zhou wore expensive looking clothes and a fake Hermes bag. She published it in a post saying, it's interesting how these materials are distributed. They are usually assigned to people who look like they already have a sufficient amount of wealth in life. So during one of her outings, she walked into a Louis Vuitton store where she was immediately shown a $1,400 handbag and offered an invitation to an exclusive exhibit. The rest of her time, she stayed in VIP lounges, eating from their buffets and sleeping on their new couches. So she would sleep in the hotel lobby. But because she had a Birkin, they were like, oh, yeah, no, let her nap.
What? That's all it takes, huh? Shit.
And she was 23 years old. She filmed the experience, which premiered at the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing. So obviously this is a class thing, and we all know about this. If you come in showing up like a vagrant off the streets, no, they're not going to let you sleep on their couch. But if you in Gucci and gold and a Hermes, like, she's tired from carrying her Hermes all day. Just let her nap. Somebody get her a blanket.
Right. So what is, what is she?
Or something. Yeah.
Did she scam these hotels out of staying there, or scam people out of paying her, or did she
Was so it was, legit an art project?
She was scamming. So she, it was an art project for her, but obviously she also did run a little grift. She would just show up looking fine, and she's a cute girl and looking rich. And so she'd go to the bar, and people would pay for her drinks, or she would go to events, and they'd be like, come on in, girl, free food, free drinks. Or she'd go to the hotel, and they'd be like, yeah, this is our fainting couch. Go off, sis. Like, and they just let her do whatever. I think this is an excellent scam.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
And under the guise of education, which it is. I mean, it's just, it's already, but it's like, is this something that we didn't know already, girl?
Right, right, right. That's more of a tip, like a hot tip.
Right, that classism exists and that it's just like rich people get free stuff, you know, but they don't give the free stuff to the poor. They're like, you pay right now. Oh, right this way, Miss Knowles. We have a free boat for you. Just take a picture next to the boat, maybe.
Yeah. Tag us and it's all yours.
Tag us and you can have this home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all know about this. And we have a little video of her filming the art project. We'll take a little quick peek at it and we'll show you guys on the Instagram. But I think this is cute. It's just, but I also think it's a bit of a scam because it's like, baby girl, we already knew this, but I love this for you. So here she is sleeping at the hotel. She's charging her phone. Oh, she got her Birkin with her at the gym.
Oh, wow. She's working out with no shoes on.
She's in the sauna right now, still with her Birkin.
Oh, my God. Good angles. She's getting good angles.
Damn, she was sleeping everywhere. She was sleeping in the gym. She putting the food in her purse.
She's putting her feet up on the couch. Damn.
She's trying on emeralds. These are real diamonds. They're like, yeah, you can put this on.
Oh, damn.
Free samples everywhere she's going. I mean, yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm not mad at it. I don't know if it was some information that we didn't already have, but good for her for putting light on classism whilst getting free things. Well, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. Oh, you guys were wonderful. We always ask on this podcast, where would you like to be found? Upcoming projects, socials, anywhere you'd like to be found.
We want to promote our special day. It's our debut stand-up comedy special where we each do half-hour stand-up sets. And then we open and close the special with interactive segments with the audience. It's really fun. It's available to watch for free on youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U in fucked.
Censor. Yeah, a little censorship. Okay. And then where can we find you guys on socials?
I'm at Philanthropy Gal on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
And I'm at Christina Hutch. Yeah.
And then Christina Hutch. And Christina spells her name K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A. I love a non-traditional spelling. I'm L-A-C-I. So love that. Love that for us. Yes. Yeah. And then as always, guys, send us in your letters. Snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. If you want to see the photos and the videos from this episode, Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram or Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter. And if you want to see my shenanigans, D-I-V-A-L-A-C. CID, but Lacey on all platforms. Congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.